What episode is this?
This is 13.
Episode 13. Case was out of town. So
Welcome back.
Blame him.
Are you ready, Freddy?
You've been in Florida for a week and a half. And you just want me to be friendly? You left me here.
Yeah, it's fine. It's not a big deal. You left for Florida.
You had COVID.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, you were going to go anyway.
I only went because you had COVID.
Okay. Yeah, sorry, guys. Sorry about the hiatus, but we're back better than ever.
The delay on the content.
One thing I want to ask.
Ask me a question.
This isn't a question, but I want to know. I just wish that it was socially acceptable to run places.
Run places? Yeah. Is it not?
No, like, so I'm saying, like, if you're at the grocery store and you got your bags and stuff and you're going back to your car, I wish you could just, like,
just start run jogging
back and without people, like, staring at you. Like, it's just more efficient.
Like, you feel like you shouldn't be running. Because I might cross the street and run across the street.
Yeah, but that's cool because you're like, I don't want to get in front of traffic.
Don't be this guy. You ever this guy where... Hold on. Do this for me. Just film me for a second.
Okay.
All right, so you're this guy, all right? You're this guy. This is the street or the wherever you are. There's a car coming.
Uh-huh.
They let you go. You're like, thanks. And you do this. And you go slower than you were going before. Yeah. You know, because you got the guy that you can just walk. And they're like this. They're like... They're going slower. No, don't be that guy.
Have you ever been that guy?
No, I'm fully committed to not be that guy.
Hold on, let's make sure you're good. Yeah, bro.
I'm not that guy.
I'm not that guy either.
No, don't ever be that guy.
If I do, I will do that, but then actually, like,
go run faster.
Yeah,
yeah, you gotta at least go, not slower.
Yeah.
You need to go faster, without a doubt. But yeah, no, it's weird when you people are like insecure to run places.
Yeah, you agree though. Like,
I know what you're talking about.
You are the type of guy to like run places.
I know what you're talking about though. It's socially unacceptable to jog.
Yeah, I wish it wasn't. Like, were you a Pokemon guy? You play Pokemon? In the game, not the original one, but like the newer ones, you can get running shoes in the game and you can run places. And nobody looks at you any different.
Nobody giving you a side eye.
Nobody. You just be like, and you don't, in the game, you don't ever not run unless you have the bicycle. But when you have the running shoe, you run in places because you get there faster.
Mm.
I wish I could run. Like, I wish I could run.
So you just need to get out of your own way. That's what you need to do. Because really, you can run places, but you are insecure about it.
It's a mind game.
Everything's a mind game. Let me tell you this. How do you cross your arms? Cross them right now. Okay, hold on.
Oh, you left in.
No, we do the same. No, wait. Wait, yeah. I'm right in. Wait.
My left is over. Your right's over.
You're backwards from me, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't even know how to do that.
Hold on, do it.
I can't even do that.
You're left tucked. Bro, if I go left tucked, no, my arms are, they're going to fall out.
No, I can't do the other, I don't even know how you do that.
I don't think they can hear you.
That's like a Chinese puzzle, bro. I don't even know how to do that.
That's what I'm saying.
It doesn't
fit right the way you're doing it.
No, it don't fit right the way you're doing it. This is the only way. Boom. Look, it's like a snake. Boom.
No. I'm tucking the right. Right?
Yeah, that's what you're doing, but it's not right. Yeah, it's not good. That's bad. It's bad for your posture, too. Bro, I think I got a curved back, though. So, like, I think that helped with it. What was the point of it? Why did you even think of that? Why did you write that question now? What does that even mean?
Because I wanted to know if you did it backwards than me. And
how'd
you
even think of, like, I've never had that thought in my head that was like, you can do it a different way.
You know
way.
What else?
It's because... You do it a different way.
Nope.
And you've noticed it.
Nope.
And you're like, I need to write that down.
This is something. This is an actual fact. And I need you, everyone, to confirm or deny. This is an actual fact. When you put your pants on, matter of fact, take your pants off.
See, he's always trying to get me naked. No, take your pants off.
I'm serious. Get out of the frame. Take your pants off. Unless you want to put a different... Here, actually put sweatpants on. Leave your pants on. And grab sweatpants far left. Far left. Yeah, put them on. Okay, I got that on you. Just put them on. I just want to see. Left foot first.
Always.
Left foot first.
Is good.
I'm left foot first. Yeah. All men are left foot first. Women are right foot first. And I don't know why. Can you confirm that? If you're a woman, do you put your right foot in first? Try not to think about it. Just go grab a pair of pants. Put them on.
Why is that?
I don't know. Absolutely, I'm left foot first. Without a doubt.
This is like some Charles Darwin, like, natural selection type.
Is that the animal guy from Australia?
he's the natural selection dude. He's like, he had like the weird birds on the island, and they have different islands, and all the birds were different because they lived on different islands.
I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about putting on your pants. What are you talking about? I'm talking about putting pants on.
Yeah, no, I'm saying like the way, like maybe like the female brain set up is like
just on a different island. Bro, just comment, please. Confirm or deny this for me. Women, are you right foot first when you put your pants on? And men, are you left foot first when you put your pants on?
Hey, Nick.
I need to know.
Hey, Nick.
What? You were out of town for a week and a half. Go.
Okay, you were gone for 10 days. I didn't say nothing. Go. I didn't say nothing. You were gone for 10 days.
So were you. Go.
What's the first?
You were gone for 2 weeks. 2 weeks. You left Friday. What is today? Friday. 2 weeks later. Go. Go.
You want to talk about it?
No. Go.
What's the furthest you've ever peed from the toilet? Because you know you got the...
Yeah,
the
15 bowl. Yards. 15.
No, 15 yards? There's not even a bathroom that big.
15 yards.
Okay, what's the farthest that you've done it, and what's the farthest that you could do it? Like, with the space available, what's the farthest you've done it?
Legit, space available. Yeah. I mean, I've gone back against the wall.
Give me like a fee, because that's a tiny bath. I mean, that's not impressive.
That bathroom. That's your size bathroom. I'm gonna go 6 feet.
Is it?
I know you never really seen that big of a number. 6 feet. Probably you're more like around the like five feet-ish, 5.5 feet is what you're used to. Yeah, I've gone about 6 feet back against the wall.
Yeah.
And I'm talking not miss a drop.
No.
You got a
stream that's strong?
You get your flow. And that's not used to have the stream that's strong. You get your flow.
Yeah.
You back up slowly.
Yeah.
Touch a wall, bounce off it like the ring, like a boxing ring, like the ropes of a boxing ring. Yeah. Bounce off it and you come back. And
how fast are you coming back?
Oh no, you gotta keep your eyes on the target. That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
You gotta make bets with yourself. Because if you don't hold yourself accountable, who's gonna do it?
You can only really do it when you have to pee like bad though.
Back in the day you could do it any time.
Yeah, you could Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. 6 feet. Outside of that, 15, 20 yards. off a deck.
Off a deck. What toilet's outside like that, bro?
No.
In a bucket? You peeing in a bucket?
No aim. Distance only. Long drive contest.
15 yards?
15, 20.
Okay. No, I don't think so.
No, 15, 20.
I'm saying... I'm saying
30 yards. That is one third of a football field. Absolutely
Should
not.
Should we try it?
No. What? No. All right, let me see. Oh.
Oh, bro. I'm sweating on my eyeballs.
Don't worry about that. All right. Here you go. I want to talk about school buses.
Okay.
I just want to talk about where you sat on it. Where'd you sit on the school bus?
Oh, in the back of the bus.
You said that like that's where the cool kids were.
Yeah, well, I had 9 kids in my grade, so.
That man had the bus to himself. You were the only one on the bus? Or did the bus go all around the town?
No, there was not that many people on the bus because a lot of kids lived in the town.
Your school had one bus. No. Your school had one bus for the whole school?
No. We had a couple buses, but they wouldn't fill up because they would go to different places. Chill. Stop, Nick. Stop.
I'm not.
But I was the last stop, bro.
The last stop?
That joint would take
an
hour.
No, you were the first stop. Depending on first stop in the morning.
I'm trying to remember.
You got on first in the morning?
Well, no, I went because my mom dropped me off at the babysitter in the morning. I think we were close to like the last stop.
In the morning.
To get picked up in the morning. But I was I would go home from the bus when I left, and that would take like an hour. Yeah. It was bad.
I was an hour bus ride too.
Do my homework though.
You did.
Bro, you remember on the bus, did you ever take a nap and put your head on the window?
Yeah, without a doubt. Oh, yeah.
Shit hurt.
Yeah, you just, yeah.
Kind of hurt, but, you know, it kind of felt good.
That's battle scar. Yeah, you just earned that. You earned those stripes. The other thing, school buses. On time. Right?
Prompt.
Like, to the second.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, you knew. Like, I woke up. Sometimes 1 minute before the bus got there. Like, I would just be in bed, snooze. Close, out the door. Mm-hmm. But you could see the bus coming. Mm-hmm. I mean, to a T. How? Yeah.
How much did you miss the bus, bro?
Me.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Not often. And my parents weren't home when I left for the school.
When you missed the bus, what did you do?
Sometimes I guess I called friends' parents'.
Bro, at that point, I would just stay home.
Sometimes I might have, but I didn't miss a bus that often.
Yeah.
I think. I know my parents were not home because they commuted to Northern Virginia, and it's like an hour and a half, so they wanted to beat traffic and stuff, so they left mad early.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was, you know, just solo dolo. Independent.
You have a bus.
Independent. I do have a school bus. Yeah. Yeah. I have a school bus.
Remember one day Nick called me? He was like, hey, I'm on my way to North Carolina to go pick up a school bus. It's like,
yeah, I got a school bus. If you're ever in Virginia, I'm opening an Airbnb. You can stay in the school bus. Come on with it.
Bro, what's something that you didn't know was expensive? I can't remember. What's something you didn't know was expensive when you were a kid? That would be when you're an adult. Like bread, bro.
Bread. You think bread.
Milk. Bread. You go through it like vegetables.
Talk. Storm's coming.
I know where you're going.
Why? Why are you going to get milk?
Get the toilet paper!
And the milk! What are you guys doing with all that?
I can live without toilet paper.
And milk. You guys are like, I gotta eat cereal. What do you need milk for?
So much. And it's gonna go bad, like, in a week.
Why do people go straight for the milk?
It's gonna thunderstorm. People are like,
and they're buying bottles of water.
Yeah.
I'm so confused. I've never understood. Like, stores, grocery stores are packed.
They're buying, like, pounds of rice.
I don't. I'm like, the storm's gonna pass. You might be at home for a day and a half before the snow plows come. I don't understand,
bro. Last time, because we had a pretty bad snowstorm this year, right?
And we did. You were in Jersey. I didn't have that. I'm not calling that a bad snowstorm. You had a Jersey snowstorm. No,
there was some snow here too, though.
I'm not calling that a bad snowstorm.
Anyway, I was legitimately out of toilet paper, and I had to go pick some up. Nothing, dude.
I don't understand it. How much do you wipe in before the snowplows come? Why do you need to load up like that? I'm lost.
I don't get it. I don't understand.
I'm talking snow. Okay.
I hate when I agree. When I
snow store's coming. Yeah, snow store's coming. I'm like, we can make it work. I got enough food. We can make it work. What?
Have you ever wiped your butt with a paper towel?
I am bad. Yeah, I did it the other day. We ran out of toilet paper here.
Right. When you're in a public restroom, do you check for toilet paper before you sit down and poop?
Oh, no.
You just risk it all. Like, there's three stalls. You just go and take care of business.
I just assume that it's there.
You just figure it out later?
Yeah. You ever ask the buddy next door to hand you some? No, like, under the stall?
No. Like, I feel like that's a moment, though. Like a moment in
just
life.
Imagine he reaches under and something on his finger.
Stop.
Nah, like, I'm just saying.
Would you take the toilet paper if he had poop on his hands?
Type of guy, I would take it, but I wouldn't use it. I don't want him to feel bad.
If there was no way to grab it without touching the poop. Are you taking that toilet paper, Nick?
Put me in this scenario.
All right.
Let's do it. This is my toilet. Yep. That's your toilet. This is the stall. Are we the only two?
Yeah.
We're the only two. Yeah. And you're going like that. Wow. Okay. It's not an accurate fart noise, but I...
What's up, buddy?
You doing all right?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. What's up? What do you need?
I'm fresh out over here, dude. I'm fresh out of toilet paper.
Oh, you got no toilet paper?
Do you have?
Wow, there's so much. Actually, there's only one extra roll over here.
Could you pass me some?
Yeah, dude, absolutely. Hold up.
You're gonna wipe first? Not enough for the both of us.
Be tricks, bro.
Not enough for the both. I'm gonna go. Hey, it's not enough for us, buddy. But I'm gonna go ahead and wipe, and I'm gonna pass it to you. All right, we'll tandem wipe. We'll do a dually.
Yeah. Okay. Here, I'm gonna grab it.
No, I'm not taking it.
Hold up.
What?
You don't. There's a wall here, bro. You don't see what I'm doing.
You're not even gonna tell me? All right. The stall is shaking. That man just... Good night. What's going on over there? Okay.
All right, here you go, buddy.
Oh.
Here, take it. I gotta get back to work.
Nah, I can't reach it. Okay. I can't reach it. Yeah, you're gonna need to. I don't know if I can.
Let me shake your hand.
I think it's too much distance between us.
Let me shake your hand.
Yeah, it's good to meet you. I think it's too much. I can't reach, dude. All
right, we'll just shake when we get out.
No, no, you're not licking your finger. Yeah, I think. Yeah, if that's the case. Yeah. I can't reach it, dude. Yeah, I thought I was gonna be able to reach
that's
it.
That's your excuse. I can't reach it.
I can't reach it. That's I thought I was gonna be able to reach it, and I can't reach it.
That's good.
Yeah, because if it's coming in like that, like how you just explained it, yeah, you can't grab that. I mean, yeah.
That ain't
happening. All right, my question.
Yeah, you're up, dude.
All right, here we go. When's the last time you cleaned your belly button?
Never. What?
Never once.
Never cleaned my belly button.
I just did it the other day.
How was it?
I mean, it's pretty clean, I guess, but like...
Bro, I've never thought about cleaning up in there.
Look in there right now. No, look in there. It's fine. Look in there. What's it look like? Does it look like it could use it clean?
No, she good.
She's clean, clean.
Yeah, she good.
Super clean.
I mean, there's one thing.
One thing. Some lint.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll pick a lint ball out of there every now and again.
Bro, how come I never cleaned it before? It's like clean as a whistle in there.
Cover me up. Yeah, I'm pretty clean, dude.
Yeah?
But I did just clean it the other day for the first time.
Okay, yeah, you cleaned your belly. So now you're good for the next 10 years.
I think it's definitely...
Yeah, you don't have to do that 10 times in your life.
Well, it's a decade. Yeah, once a decade.
Yep.
It's decadually.
Now we're going to get people in the comments that are going to be like, oh, I clean my belly button every day. No, you don't.
You don't clean your belly. I'm 10 times a week.
People always coming after us just because we're telling the truth about what people do.
Yeah, nah. Chill, people bro. Really want to come out to woodwork and try to make it seem like they clean or something. Talk about, hold up. No, belly button, you clean it. What is, okay, annually is a year. What is decade? Every 10 years. Is there a word for every 10 years?
Yeah, of course.
You're not going to make something.
I was going to try some.
Yeah, in a decade, you clean your belly button once a decade. I think that's plenty.
Okay, I think you're ready for this, dude.
All right.
What's the largest animal you could take in a fight?
See, this is how it started. This is how we've covered bear. Bears are no doubt.
I'm going to be honest with you. The biggest animal you could take is a medium-sized dog.
A medium-sized dog?
Yeah.
Like a Labrador.
Yeah, just like a real nice dog.
You disrespected me like that. To come with that energy.
I'm just being real with you.
Don't come with that energy. I know, for the podcast.
No. I think your ego is like, I can take a bear, and I'm gonna let you like live with that and have that. Don't agree with it.
You don't think I can take a bear?
No. Honestly, the biggest animal you could take is like a kind of mean Rottweiler.
Name animals, I'll let you know. Because I can take a bear, clearly. That's been stated.
All right. Ostrich. See?
No. That has nothing to do with size. That has a lot to do with how long that neck is. And I'm just... No, I can take an ostrich. I just thought about it. No, because, yeah, I just did it. I was in the battle. Look. First of all, it's like... You know that thing where it's like you put the boxers use it? They put a tennis ball, they put a headband on, and the tennis ball's going out and they're punching it?
Yeah.
That's what I'm viewing an ostrich's head like that. Like it's just coming in and I'm just. Yeah, that ain't nothing to it. Ostrich is done. What else you got?
Alligator.
Yeah, I told you I can take an alligator.
Okay. A wild boar.
Yeah.
Buffalo.
A buffalo.
Yeah.
Any weapons? Like, if I find a rock.
No.
Straight up. Just bare fist? Bare knuckle. I don't know.
You can use the clothes on your body.
I'm just thinking, if I find a buffalo and I mount that buffalo's back.
Could you strangle it?
That's what I'm saying. If I could mount a buffalo's back and just choke it out,
Do
I think I could choke out a buffalo?
Yeah, I think you could. Yeah, I think you could.
See?
Yeah. No. You can't. No.
All right. Here. No, buffalo, listen, bro. Listen. A bear. This is the only bear I could not take. I'm going to say this. I'm honest about this. I'm not hyping myself up. Everything I've said, I truly believe. I wouldn't make it up. The only bear I could not take. Think about this. A pizzly.
I don't know what a pizzly is.
A crossbreed between a polar bear and a grizzly bear. A pizzly bear.
Did you make that up?
No.
How do they even mate, bro? Polar bears are in the North Pole.
How do they mate?
They're in the North Pole.
No, they're...
Grizzly bears are in the South.
No, there's land. There's lands of overlapping.
No, there's not.
Yes, there is. And in captivity?
Grizzly bears are in the South Pacific. Northern region.
They're in captivity. They've been breeding them.
That seems like some scientific. You can't. Yeah, you can do it. That.
No, I cannot take a pizzly bear.
I think I can take that.
Shut. You're like bait.
Nobody can take it, bro.
You're like bait for a pizzly bear. Just saying.
So are you.
I can take a pizzly bear. A giraffe? You think you can take a? You seen a giraffe fight? I mean, they're slanging that.
That's kind of how I fight. I fight like that.
I cracked my neck when I did that.
You good? You need
next question.
Speaking of giraffes, how long do you think it would take a giraffe to throw up?
I'm thinking, I mean, for a human, it's pretty quick, right?
Yes. So just...
Have you ever seen a herbivore throw up? Are giraffes herbivores?
I think so. Yeah, because they eat treats. That's why their necks are so long.
I don't think herbivores can throw up.
That's... Okay, yes, I
can. You've seen an herbivore throw up?
No, but every animal can throw up. Ants can throw up.
Can they?
I don't know. I mean...
You think ants can throw up?
I feel like they can.
The ants have stomachs.
Yeah, what do they have to eat?
What's the biology of an ant?
Head,
stomach,
body, butt. Yeah, what goes in the stomach? Food.
Do they eat? Do ants eat?
Yeah, bro. They're always at picnics. They're always at your picnic, eating your food.
That is a good point. That is an absolutely wonderful point.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, ants are always ants are always in there.
Great point.
Pick up your soda can, just ants. You ever find a bee in a soda? I know you don't really drink soda like that.
In one.
Yeah.
You're drinking.
I had one in my can. Bro.
You drank it?
Yeah, I tried to until I heard the bee. I threw it. It was inside. It was a hot day, too. That can was hot, bro. I picked that up. It was like.
Let me tell you a story about a bee. I got a couple lovely, lovely stories. You've been stung by a bee, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, you were with me when I got stung by a bee once.
Yeah, that was bad, dude. You freaking out.
I wasn't.
I have to go to the hospital.
No, okay. I got stung by a bee. Listen, I was in the camping. And I had pants on.
Good start.
It's different. And I started getting stung. Inside of my pants. How it got in my pants, I'm not sure. The silver lining.
There's a silver lining.
I had those pants that button up on the sides. I was wearing those.
Ooh. You had the wrestling. By the way, side note, it's so cool when you do it, bro.
Oh, yeah.
You feel like the man, bro. You're like...
Yeah, but this is like how...
Show up to a pool party with your Speedo on.
Oh, you're cool until you have to button them back up. You know what I'm saying? You're the coolest guy there until you're the guy... I'm coming. I'll be right there.
Did you ever...
Don't wait up.
Do you ever have the pants that zip off?
Oh, I still have a pair.
Yeah, you turn them into capris?
Yeah. Well, I got a pair that go into shorts.
I remember I thought like the man with that, dude.
Yeah. You feel like you can go on any type of adventure.
You're like, oh, you were going safariing. I'm available. Oh, we're going to the grocery store. I'm down for that. Oh, you have a wedding. Probably need different kind of pants.
Yeah, don't wear those
so
pants.
So anything but weddings, you're fine, dude.
Oh, 29 minutes.
All right, wrap it up, dude.
That's the end of the episode. Thanks for watching.
Hey, if you made it this far, you probably enjoy our content. So if you want to support, you can grab some hats.
Yeah, we have merch. But we have Patreon. We added a
new tier.
A new tier to Patreon. Exclusive content.
You won't find it anywhere else.
Exclusive. How many pieces up there do we have already? Two?
I think two, yeah.
Two pieces two of exclusive?
Exclusive content. A full podcast not released.
Full podcast unreleased. Yeah. And then some other stuff, too. Yeah. Anyway, thanks for watching and listening.
And grab some merch, feelsright.shop.
Yeah,
we got a Patreon.
Really appreciate it. We're going to talk to you another time.
All right, see you later.